On Cornell University Week, getting people to reconsider their choices can be tricky. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michelle Belot, professor of economics, discusses why.
The biggest challenges of the 21st century, such as climate change, obesity, or job automation, all share one thing in common. They are likely to deeply impact our ways of life, and we will need to adapt. We know from decades of research in social sciences that we tend to be anxious about change. We dislike questioning our habits and our way of thinking. Political polarization is another demonstration of how hard it is for us to be open-minded. In our recent research, we found surprising results. We found that when we presented people with options in a non-coercive way, they were willing to consider them and even reported feeling positive about making a different choice. We conducted studies in different domains of life. One study was about political polarization. People had the opportunity to listen to others who think differently from them on issues such as immigration, abortion, or gun laws. 90% of them chose to do so, and 10% reported changing their view after listening. Another study targeted people searching for jobs in occupations threatened by automation. We made suggestions of alternative occupations to consider. The majority considered them and experienced better labor market outcomes as a result. In psychology, there is a well-known concept of reactance, which is that people become upset when their freedom is threatened or eliminated. In that context, telling people what to do is often counterproductive. Our research shows that reactance can be mitigated by altering how change is induced, suggesting alternative ways may be more effective than inducing them in a more forceful manner.
That was Michelle Belot of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.